President Bush pushes biofuel use. Thanks for being with us, everyone. I'm Lee Maddox with today's Accent on Agriculture. Yesterday at a biodiesel refinery in Virginia, President Bush gave an in-depth speech on his energy policy and the need to include much more alternative sources of energy, such as biodiesel and ethanol. Gary Crawford has more.
You're using one of the world's oldest industries to power some of the world's newest technology.
President Bush speaking to employees, farmers, and others at a biodiesel refinery in Virginia on Monday. He said the oldest industry, agriculture, is supplying the soybeans, which are being turned into diesel fuel to run today's sophisticated trucks, tractors, and buses.
Biodiesel is one of our nation's most promising alternative fuel sources. And by developing biodiesel, you're making this country less dependent on foreign sources of oil.
The president, accompanied by Agriculture Secretary Mike Johans, said less dependence on foreign oil is a key goal of the administration's energy policies. He urged passage of a comprehensive energy bill by Congress. The House of Representatives has already passed a version of it. The Senate has not. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.
And Tennessee farmers are hopeful that their crops can be utilized for alternative fuel sources. Parks Wells is executive director of the Tennessee Soybean Promotion Board.
Biodiesel is getting into the marketplace now, and it has a really good opportunity to be a replacement of regular diesel fuel and to protect the environment. And there are a lot of different ways that we're working on biodiesel, but we have some legislation in state that's on the books right now that we're trying to get through, and we also have things going nationally to help with the tax incentive.
Now, in his speech yesterday, President Bush referred to a study by the Oak Ridge National Laboratory that says biofuels could provide about a fifth of America's transportation fuel within 25 years. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.